Fine, Johnny.
I'm sorry to bother you. Can you listen to me for about 5 minutes?
Sure.
All day today, I have been interviewed up here. They're continually breaking stories on this conspiracy thing. Based on what this fellow from PA in New Orleans is talking about, and he shares. I have just been interviewed again. And of course, I just simply say that I know nothing about it. But a newsman named Paul Smith has just been here to interview me again. They have a long story on the radio tonight over WINS, which is a new radio station here in New York. Charlie Payne is the general manager. He's been talking to me off and on all day and trying to keep me posted on it. They supposedly have a story from a man who saw the files in Garrison's office. He is the DA in New Orleans. I don't have the whole story, but here's what they say. That Garrison has information that he can prove that there were 4 assassination teams in the United States sent here by Castro, or Castro's people, not by Castro himself, but one of his lieutenants. One team was picked up in New York, but did not, was picked up and interviewed by the FBI and the Secret Service, but did not reveal a great deal of information which was available. One of the teams was composed of Lee Harvey Oswald, this fellow Shaw that had just been arrested in New Orleans yesterday, and the man Ferry, plus one other man. There were teams of 4, and there were 2 other teams that I know nothing about. WINS radio has had some reporters, according to these people here, in Cuba, working on various angles of this thing for the past 2 days. They also have a team of reporters in New Orleans with Garrison. In Cuba, they found, according to this, very confidential, and all of this is not going on the air at all, but in Cuba, reporters that they had there were working from different angles and came together with exactly the same story. The story that they're not going to publish is that after the missile crisis, President Kennedy and Khrushchev had made a deal to leave Castro in power. But about 6 months after the missile crisis was over, the CIA was instructed to assassinate Castro and sent teams into Cuba. Some of them were captured and tortured. And Castro and his people, and I assume Che Guevara, heard the whole story. The information they have here, which they're not going to run, is that President Kennedy did not give the order to the CIA, but that some other person extremely close to President Kennedy did. They did not name the man, but the inference was very clear. The inference was that it was his brother ordered the CIA to send a team into Cuba to assassinate Castro. That then one of Castro's lieutenants, as a reprisal measure, sent these 4 teams United States to assassinate President Kennedy. That Lee Harvey Oswald was on the team operating out of New Orleans. Now this is the story that they think they have. This is the information that was given to me tonight, less than an hour ago, by a reporter named Paul Smith, who came here to instruct Charlie Payne, who's my new in Texas, the radio man down there. He's now the general manager of WINS. I thought this would be of interest to you. I know nothing more about it than that, but I thought you ought to know that.
Good. This is confidential, too. We've had that story on about 3 occasions. The people here say that there's no basis for it. I have had given a lot of thought to it. First, one of Hoffa's lawyers went to one of our mutual friends and asked him to come and relay that to us, just about like you have related it. A week or two passed, and then Pearson came to me, Drew Pearson, told me that the lawyer, Edwin Morgan here, had told him the same thing and said that they would plead, they would tell all the story after November when the limitation ran. I don't know, our lawyer said they couldn't believe that there's any limitation on a conspiracy, but I talked to another one or two of our good lawyers that I have recognized a pretty high place a few months ago, and he evaluated pretty carefully and said that it was ridiculous. With the CIA thing breaking and the thing turning as it did and reconstructing the requests that were made of me back there at the, right after I became president, I've talked some more about it, and I've got the AG coming down to see me tomorrow night to spend a weekend with me. I thought I'd go over it with him again so that they could, so Hoover and them could watch it very carefully. They say that there's not anything to the Garrison story. At least Hoover says so, as near as he can tell. He says that they interviewed Ferry, and they interviewed this other fellow very carefully and closely, and the fellow claims that he got a call from Oswald, but that they can't find any record of it, and the doctor that had him under surveillance said that he wasn't in a position to talk on November the 23rd, and he's under very heavy sedation, and that the Shaw thing is a phony, and that Ferry died of natural causes, and that that was a phony, but that some of these same sources that were preventing trying to involve this jail thing have been feeding stuff to Garrison, as they did here. Now, I don't know whether there's any basis for it or not. I noticed even Larry Blackman yesterday was in to see me on another matter, and he started making a big pitch about this other situation. And so I don't know how much of it is being fed out through their network and through their channels, and how much of it anybody would know. It's pretty hard to see how we would know directly what Castro did. The story varies a good deal. If you go to looking at it, as Abe said, who is it that's seen Castro, or heard Castro, or knows Castro that could be confirming all this, that we just hear that this is what he did, but nobody points to how we hear it. And so we will look into it, and I appreciate very much your calling, man. I'll try to bear this in mind. I may have you talk to the other fellow when you get back home just for a minute, because I think it is something we have to be aware of and watch without getting caught either way. He made a very big talk today and to stop the bombing, and had a pretty good crowd. Mansfield complimented him, and Fulbright did, and a good many, and he got a very persuasive speech to the public that wants peace and all that kind of stuff. And he said if we just stop for a week and set a day certain and tell them, and then if it didn't, go on. Well, we've done that three times, and we just finished Tet period. We gave them a week, and they didn't stop. They just loaded 50,000 tons of cargo down there. But they voted on it in the House on an amendment offered to stop the bombing, and they only got 17 votes. It was 300 and something to 17. And so I'm going to leave here in a little bit. As soon as I get through the Congress, I've had my last reception, and go home. When are you going home?
I'm going tomorrow.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you. Going to the ranch or Austin?
I'm going to Austin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
I'll talk to you down there. I just thought since this was out in the community.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's right. I think it's good, and I think it's right.
I don't know what he means or how it ties in, but I thought my time was something to do. I don't want to know anything or don't need to know it, but well, I don't want to know
that. Well, no, I've told you all I know. That's all we know. And the FBI thinks that both Ferry and Shaw are frauds. I mean that Garrison is using them as a fraud, that they have interviewed both of them at great length. They have heard these things, and they interviewed them back for the Warren Commission. They do not give any credit to it, but we can't ever be sure, and we just want to keep watching and so on and so forth.
Okay, sir. I'm sorry to disturb you.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you.